ABC Radio Adelaide on 891 AM, digital radio and the ABC Radio app.
Morning, David.
Is that the upshot?
Pretty much. You've got a very expensive network. It's not cheap to build a fibre network, particularly as far out as the politicians wanted it built. But the demand really isn't there to pay, to generate the kind of returns needed to justify that investment.
So for that reason, the government is requiring high bandwidth charges, which means that the telcos buy at a minimum and sell it to you for more, and you didn't get much value for your money.
Yeah, so there's two parts to the NBN wholesale price structure. There's a monthly access charge, which looks quite reasonable, but then about a third of the revenue comes from a second charge, which is a capacity provisioning charge. And here's where the RSPs, the retail service providers like TPG and Vocus and so on, perhaps provisioning that capacity well less than needed in order to justify the kinds of speeds that they're offering to consumers.
See, we had the NBN roll down our street about a year ago, and we were told, look, you're going to have to eventually lose your phone. And I thought, oh, I might as well do it now then. So we're on the NBN, which means we haven't got our old copper landline. It's attached to the NBN, so if we lose power, we've lost our phone. I can't say that the speeds are astonishing. You know, I don't sit on there and think, wow, but it I didn't feel like the ad. Let's put it this way, Ian. When I watch the TV and they're all really happy and wonderful things are happening around them in their home looking at the NBN, I didn't get that inner glow.
Yeah, that's because you're not using it at 4 a.m. in the morning, David. If you're using it outside of peak hours, then you'll get a fantastic service.
Is this basically because we did it on the cheap? That is, we'd laid the copper, the optic fibre, but we left the copper going to houses? Is that it?
No. We haven't done it on the cheap. We've got quite a well-built network, in a sense, even with the multi-technology mix where the government's brought back in the copper tails and the HFC, the hybrid fibre coax. It's still quite a world-class network in that sense. The issue is really around, we've got a major misalignment between where the investment risk is held, which is with the taxpayer, and in order to generate the return on that, you need to generate demand for these high-speed services, including provisioning that backhaul capacity at the right levels. But it's very hard to generate that demand, and the retail service providers, since they haven't got their own capital invested here, they're in a sense taking the easy path out and pricing down to win demand in this. In the next year or two, we're going through kind of a land grab phase for the NBN, where the retail service providers are trying to win as many customers as they can, and price is the best way for them to do that.
Right, so you're saying if you're paying more for a pretty ordinary service, it's because of the way the market has been set. It's not so much a problem with the infrastructure.
The infrastructure's fine. It's okay. Really around the way the price structure was set and the regulatory framework and the structural separation of the NBN, where you've got one set of interests building the network and a different set of interests using the network.
All right, let's go to Tony Brown from the NBN. Good morning, Tony Brown.
Good morning, David.
How do you respond to Ian Martin's criticisms?
Ian's comments are reasonably valid there, and I think the most important point Ian makes is that around the access technologies. Now, of course, the NBN has been a very, very big political issue for a number of years now. And one of the big complaints that we've seen recently, and lots of people would have been on your show, no doubt, complaining about, oh, the reason speeds are slow is because of copper, that, you know, NBN should have stuck with the original fibre rollout. And that's something we hear a lot. And so really what's happening is now, as Ian said, it's not really a question of the access technologies as such, although much of the media around the NBN has talked about copper being an issue. The issue really is around what we call CVC, which is the cost of bandwidth on the network. That's really what throttles speeds, particularly at peak times. And that's why for the end users out there, before they sign up for the NBN, they really should talk to their retail service provider, so their Telstra, Optus, and so on and so forth, and ask them, you know, what sort of speeds can I expect at peak time? I'm going to need, a lot of speed at peak time to watch Netflix and the rest of it. What sort of speeds am I able to get at peak time? And the second thing they need to do, and this is a really a big issue here, they need to make sure their service provider puts them on a speed package that they want to be put onto. Unless you ask for a high-speed package of a 50 meg or 100 meg package, you will automatically be put onto a 12 meg or a 25 meg package. We've had lots of people say to us, oh, look, you know, I've got the NBN, it was supposed to be fantastic, I'm only getting 12 megabits per second.
Yeah, but is that going to cost you a mozza?
No, and this is the key point here. There are lots of price options around there. in the market for people on the NBN. So you can get a relatively modestly priced NBN service for 12 megabits, you know, about the same as you'd pay for ADSL. But of course, if you want the higher price, the higher speed 100 meg services, you will pay more for that service. And of course, the key thing to remember here, and Ian touched on it, is the NBN is really a new way for Australians to buy broadband. We now have 150 providers on the NBN network, whereas previously people's choices were really limited to Telstra and a couple of other providers. However, all of those providers have to buy their bandwidth from NBN. And of course, and as Ian said, in order to recoup the cost of the network, $49 billion, which obviously is a very large amount of money, both the access charge and the price of bandwidth are priced so that NBN can recoup that investment and return that investment to the federal government.
Tony Brown, thank you for talking to us. We must go. It's 3 minutes away from the 9 o'clock news bulletin, but thank you for your time. He's the NBN spokesman. And before that, Ian Martin, a telecommunications analyst with New Street Research.